He's so good. Thank God. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Give Him praise, somebody.
Amen.
I love Him. How about you?
Okay.
Why don't you come on out of there? All right, you may be seated. Hallelujah. How y'all doing? Amen. God is doing some great things, isn't He? How many are being challenged by the Holy Ghost? How many being challenged by the Holy Ghost? Anybody else? Let me get my favorite Bible out here. God is ready to meet His people. How many of y'all believe that? He is ready to meet His people, and He's giving out supernatural assignments. Bless His name. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Good to see y'all. Praise the Lord. Y'all got lost. Who's driving? Did you get your car?
Yes, amen.
You got the car.
I got a car.
When did you get the car? How did you get the car? What kind of car did you get?
I got a 96 Ford Taurus.
What did you do when they told you they wouldn't give you this car? You didn't go in there thinking you were going to get a car, did you?
No, I didn't know how much.
What was the last thing that was told you when you left church? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. He's good, isn't He? He's a good God. Somebody rejoice in Him. I love Him with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind. Well, bless Him. I want y'all to open your Bible. I don't know whether I want to go in here yet. Go to Exodus chapter 33, verse 1. When you get there, say, I'm there. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 33, verse 1. God is good, isn't He? Girl got herself a ride. Hallelujah. Brought herself. Now you know your exit, huh? Exodus chapter 33, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go hence, thou and the people that thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land that I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now, God talked to Abraham. Come on, look at me. God talked to Moses, right? Let's read it again. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go hence, thou and the people that you have brought up, out of the land of Egypt, unto the land I swore. Some say, unto the land that I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, why did he swear to those boys? Why did he swear to those boys, and why did they get covenant? Think about that. Why did they get a covenant? Because they pleased God, right? And they got a promise. They pleased God, therefore they got a promise. Amen. Their faith moved God for God to bring them into a promised land. And He said, and unto your seed, unto their seed, I promise to give it. Somebody say, I am seed. Whether you realize it or not, you are seed. Whether you realize it or not, you are seed. Somebody sowed to you. You didn't get into this thing lightly. Somebody sowed life. Somebody sowed the word. Somebody sowed finance. Somebody sowed prayer. Somebody sowed some blood. Amen. Somebody sowed some tears. It did not come lightly. And he said, and unto thy seed. Somebody say, glory to God. That means they seeded some stuff for it. I promised to give it. And you need to go over. And I will send an angel before you. Somebody say, glory to God. Now, here are these people ready to go over. Everybody say, ready to go over. Here are these people ready to go over, not because they've done anything, not because they deserve it, not because they please God. Come on. But they're going over because he promised somebody before them. They're the seed of somebody else's faith. Oh, hallelujah. I'm about to tell some people, you're about ready to cross over if you want to. Amen. Not because of something you're just doing right now, but because of seed somebody else sowed. Now, he said, look, now I want you, glory to God, and I will send an angel before thee to drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, and the Hittites, and all these boys. I'm going to send an angel to drive them out. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did their part. Somebody say hallelujah. Not only was that not enough, then he's going to send an angel, a sent one, to go before you. Somebody say, I'm about to enter into something that the angels have prepared. Now, we talked about angels. Y'all like that angel message we were talking about, the angels of God, those human angels? I'm going to let y'all in on some stuff. There's going to be some changes. Not because of what we desire in our mind or not because of what we desire in our head, but because the Holy Ghost is ready to move. And we're about to enter into some stuff that's prepared for us. Let me say hallelujah. And he sent out his angels before you. Some say it's paid. I'm sending out an angel before you to drive out of the way. Do you know it's easy to walk in faith compared to it was a while back? Now, faith will always be challenging, but we're walking in things right now that other people have paved the way for and paid the price for, amen, and shed blood for, amen, and now we're able to experience it. I believe that God is about to do that same thing for us. Come on. I believe God sent supernatural angels to us for a season, such a time as this. I believe your pastor was an angel sent from God. Amen. Amen. And y'all might think y'all are doing something right now. Amen. But it was a seed that he sowed in prayer. All the seed he sowed through the years of teaching. Somebody say glory to God. All the message of preparing people. And he closed his eyes, not seeing, died in faith, not seeing the promise, only by faith. Amen. All the things that are going on right now. Amen. Was his faith that he's seen throughout all the years. Never was able to walk in it himself. Never was able to see that total place packed out as it is now in 3 and 4 different services. Amen. Never was able to conceive. I'm sure he conceived it by faith, but he never able to see in the natural, the compact scenario. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, here this guy. He prophesied that they would be in the compact. Saw it by faith. Never saw it in the natural, but saw it by faith. Then all of a sudden, here comes somebody that never preached before, never been into all of that stuff, and just walking in it. Somebody says, oh, he just got it. No! Seed! Promise. Amen. He promised those before then, and all you got to do is walk in it. It should be easier when you're walking in the path of great and mighty men of faith if you just get up and say, hey, I'm not starting from scratch. I'm walking in on something somebody else died for. Somebody else prayed for, but it was not in the plan of God that they might be able to walk in it in the natural themselves. But it's your time, and it's your hour. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all might not want to get in there. He said, I'm going to send my angel before you to clear out the way. I want you to get some stuff out of the way. Now, there were some things. Come on, it wasn't always great when the faith message came. Not everybody liked Brother John Osteen. Not everybody liked Brother Copeland when he started teaching those things. Not everybody wanted the message of faith. Nobody wanted to hear about tongues. They'd call you cultish if you were talking in tongues and all this other stuff. They'd say you had a devil, be put out of churches and all this other stuff. Then you go talking about faith, too. Y'all remember Hank Hanegraaff and all that stuff? We can get out there talking about name it, claim it, blab it, and faith. I believe I'm going to receive that. You hear Methodists saying it today and Baptists saying it today. That's new stuff. Before then, the Pentecostals said you were crazy if you said that kind of stuff. But you know what? Somebody suffered through that, that we might be able to walk in it right now. Somebody say hallelujah. What are you going to do with it? Now, he sent his angels before them, the messengers before them, and he said, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Somebody say hallelujah. For now I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. Well, praise God. Isn't that a trip? Just because God's about to bring you in, don't think that you got it all together. You're not better than those that have gone on before you. See, we think because we're about ready to progress into this greater thing that God's about to do, that it's because we're so much better than what was before us. Amen? Say, you're still stubborn, stiff-necked, and all this other stuff. Amen. But yet, God's going to take you on anyhow. Amen. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on his ornament. For the Lord said unto Moses, unto the children, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up in the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornament by the mount of what? Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle. Somebody say glory to God. Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it unto the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto, hallelujah, everyone that sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was pitched, which was without the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went in out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood, every man at his tent door, and looked after Moses until he was gone into the temple. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar ascended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. That's the glory of God. Don't you know that? That is the glory of God manifested himself to Moses. How many of you are excited about that? And the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again unto the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed out of the tabernacle. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. And yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will rest, and I will give thee rest. Some say the presence. And peace of God. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not henceforth. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. No glory, no go. No glory, no go. He said, if your presence is not going to go with us, don't take us from this place. Let us stay right here. Somebody say, I'm not going to take another step. I'm not going to take another step anywhere without your manifest glory. He said, if your presence doesn't go with me, I'm not going. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, isn't that bold? Isn't that bold? Don't you let us go anywhere. Stop it right now. Cut it out. Stop them right dead in their tracks. We're not going to go anywhere unless your presence that I experience at this point go with us. Amen? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For wherein shall it be known here that I and the people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and the people, from all the people that are on the face of the earth. Somebody say hallelujah. The glory of God will separate you from people. They will know by the glory of God that's manifest in your life, that's manifest in your presence, what kind of people you are. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And Moses said, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Somebody say thank the Lord on that. Don't mess with me tonight. Come on, help me here. Show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness, hallelujah, pass before you. Glory and goodness. Somebody say hallelujah. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious to, and I will show mercy on whoever I want to show mercy to. Say grace and mercy. Goodness. Oh, hallelujah. People don't like that, do they? Grace, mercy, and goodness. I'm not going to go without your glory. He says, I'm going to let my goodness go before you. Amen? And he said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, this is a place by me. There is a place by me that thou shalt stand upon a rock. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And it shall come to pass while my glory passes by. Some say, standing on the rock, the glory passes by. See, there are a lot of people that want the glory to get in the midst of the glory, but they don't want to stand on anything solid. They won't stand on sinking sand. They won't stand in mud and swamps and all this other stuff. You're not going to see the glory of God like that. You can't handle it. He told him where to stand in order to experience the glory of God. And he said, thou art Peter, and upon this what? Rock, I will build my church. And there are a lot of people. See, there were some waves around this area, whether you realize it or not, when last time we left off with the glory here. Amen. There were some waves, amen, that was very anti-church. Very anti, you know, anything coming together, anti-church supportive in any form of the way. Amen. But then they all were talking about, we won't see the glory. We don't want to go to church. We don't have anything to do with church. We don't want to see pastors. We don't want to see anything having to do with all that stuff. All we want to do is get into the glory of God. House meeting here, house meeting there, little thing over here. No! He said, I want you to stand on the rock, amen, as my glory passes by. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say praise the Lord.
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 There's a revelation there, isn't it?
Amen.
There's a revelation. He said, now you stand over here. I'm going to let you see some things. I'm going to let you experience my goodness and my mercy and my grace. And I want you to stand. Somebody say, stand.
Stand.
Say it. Stand on the rock,
stand on the rock,
as my glory passes by. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it again. Glory to God. See, that's some revelation there, isn't it? There's some revelation there. How many of you want to experience? See, there are a lot of people, they can't hang with this stuff. They can hang with some noise, but they can't hang with the glory of God. I'm talking about the real glory of God. Somebody say hallelujah. And it shall come to pass when my glory passes by, I will put thee in the cleft of the rock Somebody say hallelujah. As my glory goes by, I'm going to put you right in the middle of the rock. See, people think it's so easy. You can't handle it. Amen. You can't handle it. Everybody talking about, I saw Jesus, he sat on my dresser, talked to me all night long, and all this other stuff. Amen. People see it all. He was in my refrigerator. Come on, all kind of mess. You wouldn't believe this stuff. I just been with Jesus. I tell you what, I saw the Lord once. I saw the Lord once, never saw his face, but I saw the Lord once. I tell you what, I don't want to see him again until he comes. Amen. Until I get a renewed body. I love him with all of my heart. But I tell you what, it was a wonderful experience. But I tell you what, I wouldn't want to experience that again by myself. Amen. Now, somebody said, now that is really weird. Well, you do it. I know me. And I don't know what it was like. Amen. Most wonderful experience, but most fearful experience. Amen. Not a fear that you're afraid to die, but the presence of God, the glory of God. Amen. Too much. Amen. Too much to conceive. Amen. You would say, how do you still hold on? You must have really got a lot. No, I saw him. I got that to deal with. You have what you can deal with. I got what I got to deal with. I got the word to deal with, but I got that to deal with. Amen. I know that I know that I know. Amen. Well, I didn't see him. That's your problem. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. He gives everybody what they need. Thank the Lord. Somebody say glory to God. Oh, praise him. Praise him. Thank the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. He's ready to move in your life. Whether you realize it or not, he's ready to move in your life. The king is coming. Oh, praise him. I tell you what, that happened over 20-some years ago. And every time I mention it, somebody say hallelujah, it fires me up. Every time I think about it, it puts me in fear. Somebody say hallelujah. Make me want to look behind me. Somebody say praise the Lord. Because he's real. He's real. And another thing I've always known, I've never been able to tell that story without him manifesting himself. Somebody say praise him. Never been able to tell that story without him manifesting himself. I will put thee in the cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Somebody say praise God. Well, I want to get out there. I want to run around. I want to get it. Come on. You better get your stuff together. You better get the word of God. You better get the revelation of God. Somebody say hallelujah. You better get what God's got going on. Amen. You just don't call your own shot. People get so light with stuff. You ain't seen God. You ain't moved with God. That's not the Holy Ghost. Everything that makes noise ain't God. Amen. Everything that shakes, not the Holy Ghost. Everything that laughs, not the Holy Ghost. Amen? God's ready to move. It's time we got real. Amen? Got away the fluff and all the glitter. Amen? And get to the gold of God. Somebody say praise him. Anybody knowing everything? Amen? Not able to do nothing. Anybody writing books on it? Amen? Books on this and book on that. Amen? But nothing. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass while my glory, I will put you in the cleft of the rock. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you in the cleft of the rock? Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. He's coming back for, somebody say, he's coming back for me. No, he's coming back for a church. Amen. Without spot or wrinkle. Amen. He's not coming back up to pick up individuals. He ain't ringing doorbells. Somebody say hallelujah. No. Look in the Bible. Look in the Bible. Amen. He's coming back for the body of Christ. Amen. We're not making house calls. Amen. Now, we know that there'll be different people in different places, but he's coming back for a church. Then notice when they were delivered, when Noah and the flood came, that they had to get in the what? They had to get into the ark. They had to get into the boat to rise above the circumstance. Amen? And everybody that got in was able to ride the water. Now, water represents what? Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. Water represents spirit. So they had to get into. Amen. Glory to God. See, don't you know there are some things of God? Don't you know they call some of the things the great, terrible day of the Lord is one of the most triumphant days that the church will ever experience? For some people, it'll get worse and worse and worse. But for the believer that's walking in righteousness, that's walking in holiness, that's walking in the grace of God, it gets better and better and better. Somebody say, and better. Hallelujah. Y'all with me tonight? Y'all with me? I will put you in the cleft of the rock while my glory passes by. And I will take away my hand that thou shalt see my back parts, and my face shall not be seen. Somebody say hallelujah. Then after that, amen, Moses went on with the stones and gave him the law. Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you are ready to experience something like that? You know, we have the same God. We have the same Jesus, same grace, same anointing, same power. Why not go for it? Why not go for it? Why not go for it? Somebody say hallelujah. Why not go for it? You want to go for it? I'll go for it. Everybody say greater,
greater.
Glory. I'm going to mess around with it. Say it again. Greater.
Greater.
Come on now. Say greater,
greater.
Glory. That's all we got. That's all we got. That's all we got. Everybody say greater,
greater.
Glory.
Glory.
One more time.
Greater.
Come on. Greater,
greater.
Glory. Oh. Thank God. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Oh. Oh, I tell you what, things show up in greater glory, doesn't it? Now, the glory of God, when you get that word glory, amen. Now, of course, when Solomon got so blessed, amen, different people said, I saw him in a splendor, in all that splendor, in all of his glory. And certain people exceed that glory. Amen. The world looks at glory as material possession and all those other things. Well, you get blessed and that stuff will happen. Amen. All of the person's wealth, all that thing, everything about that person is a part of the glory. Amen. But when the anointing of the Holy Ghost comes into the place, somebody say pressure. Pressure and weight. Pressure and weight. The glory of God will manifest itself. And that's what the very word glory actually means. It came into the place and pressure and weight. Some say the weight of his glory. Somebody say hallelujah. Now in the book of Acts, when it said, and the Holy Ghost came, amen, and the Spirit of God came in that place and it filled, somebody say hallelujah, it filled the house where they were sitting. Now that word meant, when we broke down that word a while back, somebody heard us teach it before, amen, it meant it stuffed the house where they were sitting. It crammed the house where they were sitting. It pressured the house where they were sitting. Somebody say hallelujah. God is ready to do some great things in your life if you let him. The way has been paved for us. It's been seen. Amen. It's been prophesied. And all we got to do is enter into it. But you got to enter into it right. You got to prepare yourself to enter into it. Somebody say hallelujah. And I ain't taking no 6 months, 7 months, 4 years, 7 years to get you prepared to walk in glory. Somebody say hallelujah. You just got to know it already. Amen. To be obedient, to walk in it and manifest it. Somebody say hallelujah. Stand up right where you are. Praise him. Hallelujah. You know, it costs. I'm talking about it costs you everything to get into the glory of God. But it's worth it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now just start to bless the Lord in the Holy Ghost. There's nothing we have to offer but greater glory. Somebody say hallelujah. And he'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to make you act right. Glory. Glory. Change in his glory. Change into his image by his glory. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. praise him. You're a good God. You're a mighty God. You're a powerful God. We humble ourselves before your presence. Move in the midst of your people. Move in the midst of your people. Right now, in the mighty name, death. A good God you are. A good God you are. Salamon of Hoshala Bahai. Grab a hold of the glory of God. Grab a hold of the anointing of God. Grab a hold of the grace of God or shrivel up and die. Ye konomo o salabahanda. Play with it. Play with it. Yeah. Halabo sotora bahanda. Play with it and watch. Yanganonobo sotola bahanda la bahusara bahaya. Manorobo sotola bahanda la bosiki mahanda la haya. Break it to nobo sotola bahanda la haya. Ye komo o sata a sata la lucha haya. Ha 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 ha. Hoko de mehishika haya. Baka sanda la bohusuta de la bahanda haya. Break it terin nobo sotola bahanda. Bandia sotola bahanda haya. Break it terin de dustala bandia tolobo o. Ye kanahaya. Ye kanahaya. Ye kanahaya. Ala osata an yen hi hando hosa. Manda da maha soto da maha. Ye la ba osaha. Oh. Lania soto bahaya. Frutele mahanda haya. Basoto la maha. Ande de dobu sata bahanda. Beke mano o salabandi. Eshe de lebo o rabada asata haya. Brato lobo o. Mighty, 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 mighty way. Mighty way. Ye la lo. Mighty way. Oh, Tata Aya, Basotolo Bohoshekia, Ye, Ba, Sata, Beke, Mano, Sane, Lare, Boro, Toro, Bara, Dika Navahai, Bratatolobo Setahai, Ye, Rabaso, Halabahaya, Haya, Hoshalahai, La It's hot in here. Go Salamahaya. Hallelujah. Lalaman and the Hashigiaba Langi and the Basuto Lama. Ah, Seki Mahaya Lanyan on the O Salabekichi. Yay, 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 yay. Yana, Sola, Rota, Bayani Solabandai. Yay. Bala Lulubakaman handed the Basuto the Bahanda Haya. Thank you, Father. 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 Ah ha 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 ha. Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. landed in a boat of fire. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. My God. Yeah. Ah. Yeah. Praise you. Hallelujah. Handerable Sotalamahaya. Yikomosa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I see this thing right now as we're rolling this, I sense a greater thing coming. Somebody say hallelujah. I sense a greater thing coming. Hallelujah. And I prophesy and I speak. Amen. People are talking about it's time to come together. It's time to come together. Amen. And the Holy Ghost said there's going to become, amen, a separating. The presence of God and the glory of God shall separate. Somebody say hallelujah. You're going to find separation coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Expect to come together. You're going to find separations coming. I'm not just talking about everybody split up and going on their own way. Amen. But you're going to find the glory of God's going to separate you. Certain people, amen, it's supposed to be this, supposed to be that, acting this way. Come on now. The glory of God exposes. Somebody say hallelujah. And you're going to find the glory of God getting brighter and brighter and brighter. Amen. And you're going to find the people of God going on with the things of God. Amen. There's some people that appear to be in the things of God. It'll manifest. Hallelujah. And it's not going to manifest by them putting on a show. Glory to God. It'll manifest by the people of God going on from glory to glory. Amen. Going on from glory to glory. Somebody say hallelujah. And others, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And others are going to try to do it in the flesh. They're not going to be able to. Somebody say hallelujah. They're not going to be able to hang in. You'll know. And you'll know. You'll be able to discern it. Somebody say hallelujah. And you'll know. Somebody say hallelujah. And you'll know. Expect a couple things to manifest. Somebody say hallelujah. Expect the people of God, amen, to go on in the things of God. Amen. If you roll with God, you'll end up getting blessed. Amen. But you got to be totally obedient. You got to be totally obedient. Stop being disobedient. Amen. Stop being disobedient. Stop it. Amen. That's all I got to say. Stop it. Hallelujah. Stop it. Hallelujah. Stop it. Hallelujah. Two things. Amen. Time of repentance. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're not going to make a show of anybody's repentance. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Season of repentance. Glory to God. Amen. It's a new day. It's a new season. Somebody say hallelujah. You're going to see a season of repentance. People just changing from things. Somebody say glory to God. I tell you what, the glory of God takes you through repentance. Amen. Amen. Those that are, amen. Now, those that aren't going to be willing to repent, nobody can tell you what you got to repent. It's got to be the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. When you find yourself stuck and you can't go beyond and you know what it is, it's an anchor. Amen. It's got you stuck where you are. Amen. That's what you need to repent of. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And there are going to be some people that try to keep the same mindset, and that religious mindset is the one you don't want to be in. Now, there's some people that think they're free, claiming the Holy Ghost, all this other stuff, preaching. Amen. Preaching, teaching. Somebody say glory to God. And the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I'm not just talking about sin. Amen. I'm not just talking about sin. Somebody say hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost, I see it right now, is saying repent. Glory to God. Change your mindset. Change your attitude and stop it now. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And it might not be action or deed. Amen. It might be some hierarchy in your mind, amen, that you better than somebody else, amen, that you know a little bit more than somebody else, amen, or that you're with the right group or something like that, amen, hallelujah, and you've been backbiting, amen, hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah, and it will be exposed, somebody say hallelujah, and it needs to be repented of, somebody say hallelujah, and that individual, amen, those religious, amen. And I'm not just talking about Baptists and those that don't know the Holy Ghost. There's some people that have been in the last. The wave that's judged the hardest are the ones who are at the forefront of the last previous wave. Somebody say hallelujah. And there's some people that are claiming to be in the forefront of some things. Somebody say hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost says repent and stop it because you want to drag some stuff of the past over to the future. And God's not going to permit it to go there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. But you're going to find those are freedom. Hallelujah. Those are freedom. Those are freedom going forward. Amen. Going freedom, going forward in the new. Amen. Going forward in the new. And there'll be those that try to distract. There'll be tries that those that try to distract with teaching, try to distract with a lot of other stuff. Amen. They'll die. Hallelujah. Because God's ready. Somebody say hallelujah. Nothing is going to set you or hold you back from where God wants you to go. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. And you'll find that, and that's the separating right there. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the separating. Those that won't stay behind, those that want to go forward. Those that won't stay behind. Those that want to stay behind and those that want to go forward. Amen. Do you want to go forward? You want to go forward? You ready to go forward? Now I sense a greater glory. Therefore, we got to roll with it. Hallelujah. Be obedient. Watch what God does. Amen. Hallelujah. Got a lot to accomplish, but God can do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How y'all feel? Feel good? Feel blessed? Hallelujah. Feel good? Feel blessed? Feel ready? Feel empowered? Feel like repenting? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Don't be stuck in the mud. Don't be stuck in the mud. Go forward. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many are glad you're here tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Time is precious. Time is precious. Time is precious. Time is precious. Every service is precious. Every meeting is, and every meeting is precious. Every teaching is precious. Every wave of glory is precious. Amen. Treat it that way. Hallelujah. Treat it that way. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let me bless you. Let you go on home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesse, why don't you pray? I want y'all to be discerning too. I'm getting that as he was praying. And the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Resist the devil and he will flee. He don't want to let you go. He don't want to see you go to the next level. Amen. You better resist the devil whenever he shows his head up. You better resist him and rebuke him. Amen. And he'll go running. Hallelujah. Everybody say, let's put the devil
on the run.
Glory to God. You better know who the devil is. Anything that distracts you from the plan of God in your life, giving you alternatives, and anything that's taking you from the plan of God in what you know to be the plan of God for your life is the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. There was a prophet in the Bible. I'm letting you go. And the Holy Ghost told the prophet, I want you to do this. I want you to go do this. And he said, don't you stop on the way. You just go straight on and do what I told you to do. Amen. And on the way, he met another what? Prophet. And that prophet said, I heard God. Amen. And he told me that you can do this. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. He told me you can do. Somebody say, he told me you can do this. Watch out for the other prophet. Somebody say hallelujah. That deters you from, amen, what God told you to do. Because that one prophet lost his what? Life. Listen to somebody else, amen, that was trying to tell him what God wanted him to do other than him learning and discerning for himself, amen, and having a peace about what God told him. Somebody say hallelujah. You better find out what the plan of God is for you and stop playing games with people trying to get you to go wishy-washy. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to lose it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the devil. And if you don't resist it, amen, it will get to you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Do you ever sense that, Kathy? You ever experienced that? How many religious folk you had to come to you? Amen. Sitting in church. I mean, I'm not talking about anybody in here. I'm not. Amen. But you know, there were preachers that I know. Preachers. They had nothing but the devil. They don't know it. Amen. They just manifesting in that season. Amen. And if you don't resist that devil, amen, they'll never flee. But the moment you resist them, amen, they're gone. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to get in religious arguments with folk. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Resist the devil, amen, and he will flee. Glory to God. Isn't that strange? Hallelujah. It's good. You got any words to exhort us before we leave? Praise God. How many see Sister Kathy here tonight?
Amen.
She is doing the women's ministry, and she's called to do it. Amen. And you'll be blessed if you sit in it. Period, point blank. Amen. As an angel of God, amen, you disrespect it, you're in sin. If you disrespect it, you're definitely in sin, and you're definitely wrong, and God will never bless you. How are you going to be a minister? Are you going to be a minister? If you can't respect what God has established, who do you think you are that you're going to get it going in your life? I'm the pastor, and I put her over the women's ministry, and I follow the Holy Ghost. And nobody, anybody, has any reason whatsoever, and anybody that does criticize it or comes against it does not have the heart of God nor the plan of God, and there is no thing that they can do good for the ministry, tearing down one side, which God has said, I want to do this. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't pick and choose what God wants to do in the ministry. And you have abused it negatively, and it's wrong, and it must be corrected immediately. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. We're tired of putting stuff up there. There are people here that God has placed in your life to bring good to you, to bring great things to you, amen, and we are not going to trample it under our foot. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I put that person there because they know something. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you're not the one doing the speaking, it's because you probably don't know nothing yet. Somebody say hallelujah.
That's right.
That's why. If you want to know why that person's here, that's why.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the leader, and you need to respect it, honor it, and show up for it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're a team,
that's right.
And that's the way it works. We don't pick and choose what we're going to get into and what we're going to get out of. God don't move like that. It's a package deal.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Y'all ready for the next wave?
Amen.
I am. Let's see it happen. Glory to God.